Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A national baseball story that everybody shares the same opinion on comes out of Pittsburgh with Rowdy Tellez, who is one of those guys that Al Dukes loves because he's a portly baseball player, very large baseball player. And Rowdy Tellez had become a fan favorite because who doesn't love a fat guy that can play baseball? It's just one of those things. You just love that. So Rowdy Tellez had his ups and downs during the season, but he was just on a bad team at the Pirates. Pirates are always bad. And they DFA'd him with 6 games to go. Okay, well, why would you do that? Well, in further looking into that, if he had had 4 more plate appearances, he would have gotten a $200,000 bonus. Now, Ben Cherington, the general manager out there, says, oh, that had absolutely nothing to do with it. Stop. Of course it had something to do with it. And it's been that way for the Pirates for a very long time, where they'll take the revenue shared money and they'll stick it in their back pocket. They won't spend in free agency. It's a franchise that's run by Bob Nutting, who is one of the cheapest guys in sports. So much so, I've shared this story before, but I was coming back from spring training in Bradenton, Florida, flying back from Florida to Tampa Airport to Pittsburgh. Bob Nutting was on my flight sitting in coach. I said, oh, hey, Mr. Nutting, guy's a billionaire, and he's sitting in coach with me flying back from Tampa to, and it's not because he's like wants to be the everyday man, it's because he's cheap. He's a cheap person. So he did this, and it's horrible, and there's no way that they didn't know that this was going to get out, and they couldn't be that clueless, but they did it anyway. So, you know, we see some of the best of baseball in the sense of spending and dedication to the fans and investing in the teams here in New York. But there, you know, there's an ugly side of the business, and we're seeing it play out in Oakland. And here's another national story in a market like Pittsburgh that has very rarely seen good baseball in the last 20 years.
You know, there are a lot of owners out there that do the right thing by the players. A lot of owners. A lot of things that you don't see behind the scenes. There are a lot of players that mainly in football, because that's the world that I had lived in, where an owner will help a player. Jerry Jones is known for that. He helps all of those ex-players. They're all running around the building. They're all getting paid. I know the Garden is great that way with a lot of their ex-players. Maybe not so much with Charles Oakley, but with everybody else, they seem to be really good for those ex-players, and they do like to bring them back. And they pay them, and they give them some appearance fees and things of that nature. I've told this story 1,000 times. I know people know this story. The same thing happened to me in Arizona my 1 year in Arizona. I had to start one more game. I would get a $400,000 bonus had I started that game. But 2 games left to go in the season. They decided not to start me in either one of those games, yet they wanted to put me in the second half of the last game because they wanted to win the game so they could get to 8-8 that year. And, you know, I filed a grievance, but it goes nowhere. You know, and I actually, if this would have happened in today's social media world, what I did at that time against the Arizona Cardinals, it would have been all over the place. It got so bad between me and the Cardinals that my former head coach, Bruce Coslett, who is now the head coach for the Bengals, he had been fired by the Jets, called me and said, man, you got to go back, man. You can't keep doing this. You got to go back. You got to go back. I'm so, why do I have to go back? They're treating me like crap, and they're not paying me what I believe I'm owed. And, you know, all I did was try to be a good teammate to everybody, try to be a good player for the team. And when they did bench me, I didn't go screaming and yelling to the bench. I supported Kent Graham, who they replaced me with. And then he got hurt, and I got back in there, and I played, you know, really well. And now they're only benching me because we're out of the playoff race, and they don't want to pay me a $400,000 bonus if I start one of these last 2 games. And the game that they benched me against that I really got angry with was the Washington Redskins at the time, because earlier that year I had thrown for 522 against them.
Yep.
And I'm like, what are we doing? And I did not understand that. So that came on a Tuesday. They told me that that was going to happen. Either Monday or Tuesday, they told me it was going to happen. Wednesday and Thursday, I didn't show up to practice. I didn't even show up to the building. I was so pissed off. I was out playing golf at Estancia, I'm trying to think, Desert Mountain, maybe. I was probably out there playing golf. And I was with a dear friend of mine who, oddly enough, passed away right after 9/11 in a plane accident, of all things. And he was a builder out there. His name was Bob Bird. And we would play golf. And Bob, I think, was uncomfortable playing with me because we were great friends. He built me a house out there along with my buddy Timmy O'Brien, who died on 9/11. And he was a huge Arizona fan. And he knew that it was really uncomfortable that I was not at work when I should have been at work on Wednesday and Thursday, but I was trying to make a point.
Right.
And, I don't think he hit one fairway that day because he was so nervous. And everybody was kind of like, had an APB out of me looking for me.
Sure.
And I show up on Friday and I walk into the locker room and I remember being like getting a standing ovation from my teammates because there were a number of guys on that team that had already filed grievances against the Cardinals. Now, this is the way I saw the whole thing. And I remember standing on the sideline and I think we may have won the game. I'm not sure if we won a game or not. But all I remember is walking off the field and the defense coordinator for the Washington team came up to me and said, "Thank God you weren't playing this game." Because I had thrown for 522 in the previous game. And then the last game, we go to Philadelphia, and Vince Tobin's trying to get to 8-8. They bench Kent Graham at halftime, and they say, "You're in on the second half." And I was freezing my ass off. I almost told him I'm not going in to play. I'm not doing it. But I went in and played and tried to bring the team back, but we ended up losing. And that was the plane ride going back. I remember telling Jim Fossil he was going to get the job for the Giants. And he ended up getting the job for the Giants.
Yeah, and he won an NFC Championship game.
So I know exactly how Telez feels today. I know how fans feel about it because I lived it myself for a different reason. But, this sucks. The guy's been there all year long. It's $200,000. You're going to get so much money in shared revenue. That $200,000, do the right thing by the player who's been there.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm assuming he was there all year.
No, he was. Yeah, absolutely. And it was him and Michael A. Taylor that they DFA'd, and they said they were going to, bring up a couple of guys that they wanted to see in the last 6 games, which is a crock. One of those guys is like 30 years old, so he's been bouncing around the majors, so it's not as if you don't
sucks,
know who he is.
I mean, and if you're the player, it really sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's embarrassing, and it's angering, and with the negative attention that they've been getting, maybe there's an opportunity that they fulfill that bonus and say, all right, this was stupid. Now it's all out there and we look horrible and this is negative attention we don't want. And they pay him the $200,000.
I mean, Major League Baseball, it's embarrassing to them. Mike, here you go. You got this team that doesn't pay anybody. They're on the lower rung and they're always at the bottom of the payroll. They don't have a chance to win. Every time they have a decent player, they end up trading it, kind of like Tampa Bay does. They don't even do it like Tampa Bay. But
yeah, I just wonder where Paul Skeens is going to sign in a couple of years for $400 million.
Yeah, but the point is, why, as much as the Steelers are NFL royalty, the Pirates are a doormat.
Well, they have been. I mean, they used to be one of the great franchises.
We are a family. They back when, they could control their costs.
Right, and even the early 90s with Bonds and Bonilla and Drabeck
and what happened to those
Chico
guys?
Leaned and all of that stuff.
They all ended up leaving.
They all ended up leaving. That was sort of the beginning of it, yeah. And they had a little success. I remember when, I was out there, the 2012, 13, right around there. So, but it's a joke. And that would never happen, what happened to you in today's NFL now with all the money that the league is making. But the fact that it's happening in pro sports anywhere is just amazing. To save $200,000 in pro sports.
Unless you told me that this guy, Telez, was late to meetings or there was some other recent problem in the locker room or something like that, then I would maybe understand the business side of it. But at this point, just the PR hit, and I guess it doesn't really matter because, you know, nobody's going to do anything. You know, it's all right, so it's the Pirates doing Pirate things. Everybody kind of expects it. But what is going to happen to the Pirates because of this? Nothing.
No, nothing. I mean, it'll go away and the news cycle will change. But, I mean, it's not like there's going to be a free agent that's not going to go to the Pirates because of this. I mean, there's, you know, where they're shopping in free agency is people that are just desperate to have a job. So Ben Cherington, when he's asked about it, goes, he's the GM of the Pirates. No factor at all. Zero. He said, and no, he was asked about the perception of it being bad. He goes, I'm not concerned. Contracts are negotiated in good faith. Then they live out. We feel like we gave Rowdy lots of opportunity here this year. To his credit, he fought through some difficult times earlier in the year, had periods of success and frustration. This is just where we got to in the season. Had nothing to do where the plate appearances were lining up.
And by the way, you know, they got to this point in the season like 2 months ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So it was 2 months ago. They were horrendous and had no shot.
Yeah. Yep. So just a certainly a bad look for that organization, that owner, and Major League Baseball. Like you said, can't love that either.
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy, James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.